has Alaska same-sex couples filed for marriage licenses on Monday. They expected to have to wait until Thursday to wed. The state requires a 3-day waiting period. But in smaller communities where couples file for a marriage license with their local courts, magistrates have the power to waive the 3-day waiting period. And that's what happened in Haines on Tuesday when Phyllis Sage and Joanne Waterman were married by Magistrate Judge John Hutchins on a rare sunny day. Sage and Waterman had celebrated earlier in the week on Sunday when federal Judge Timothy Burgess ruled Alaska's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. The couple was cautiously optimistic that same-sex couples would actually be able to marry before the state's appeal of the decision was decided. Over a bottle of champagne with two friends, they talked about wedding plans, likely many months away. But then news of weddings in Barrow and Ketchikan circulated. Waterman called Hutchins on Tuesday morning. He said he could marry them that afternoon. She called Haines jeweler Fred Shields to fast-track a gold band, and then she called Sage and said the wedding was on.
And of course I said, sure, yes, it's a beautiful sunny day. I will marry you anywhere you want in Haines.
The couple has been together 13 years. They live together, operate a bed and breakfast, and own property together. They had a private commitment ceremony a few years ago, and they've talked about getting married in another state. So it wasn't a rush decision, according to Sage.
We've got some staying power.
Like the magistrates in Barrow and Ketchikan, Magistrate Hutchins waived the 3-day waiting period usually required for marriage licenses. It's a provision in state statute that allows the waiver if waiting the 3 days would result in undue hardship. The language is open for interpretation, but Hutchins wrote a 2-page legal opinion justifying his decision. He writes that having lived together for many years and sharing a home and business, Sage and Waterman have not been afforded the privilege of a legal marriage and have been denied equal protection of the laws married couples get, including employee benefits, property succession, and making medical decisions for each other. The latter is important, Hutchins writes, because Sage is undergoing routine but major foot surgery in a few weeks. At the end of his opinion, Hutchins quotes passages from sample wedding ceremonies from the Alaska courts, writing, Joanne and Phyllis asked the court to allow them the equal protection of the law so that they may legally exercise spousal rights to strengthen each other in all labor, minister to each other in all sorrow, and share with each other the good things in life. Waterman said Hutchins' opinion encapsulates the reason she and Sage wanted to get married as soon as possible.
It's a hotbed issue politically and spiritually for religious groups. And for us, it's a declaration of our love for each other. And then you have the legal level of that to where now we have the same rights as, you know, men and women who get married. And so it's a twofold thing for us. It's being able to publicly recognize our love and our commitment to each other, and then to be afforded the same rights.
Hutchins says he wrote the opinion because there is a chance the marriage could be challenged, depending on how the courts rule on the state's appeal. But on Tuesday, Judge Burgess denied the state's emergency request to halt same-sex marriages while the appeal was being heard, opening the door for gays and lesbians across the state to continue with their wedding plans. For Waterman and Sage, the wedding was a long time coming. And for Sage, she says the politics of her marriage was the last thing on her mind Tuesday. She says it was about being able to marry her best friend and partner in the state the couple calls home.
To get married in our home state, we were both born here, you know, this is home. How awesome is that?